Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is Nancy Ryan. Ryan rocks it Asbury Park style. And what a beautiful October we're having. Right off the bat, I want to let you know, for all of those people that were so anxiously awaiting my guest, my friend and guest, Dawn Harrington, unfortunately, I got home last night. I went out and was doing some singing myself. And I got online, as I usually do, to check what's going on in the world and with my friends, etc., and to post some photos. And I got a message from John's producer that because of unforeseen circumstances, John had to cancel the show tonight. So I am so sorry for everyone out there that was, like I said, so looking forward to hearing John and having him talk about his career and what he's doing. And, of course, me too, I was disappointed. But John is a friend, and I understand that there's, you know, he would never, ever cancel unless it was absolutely necessary. So without, you know, without going on into that any further, I'm just going to say that John will be rescheduling as soon as possible. And we can all, like, you know, enjoy his presence, him talking about his childhood memories, etc. So this is what's going on. Because I promote so heavily and worldwide, I thought at first, well, how am I going to cancel at this moment? I would have to spend half, you know, hours and hours, you know, telling everyone that that John couldn't come on the show tonight. And I thought, well, you know what? Instead of doing that, I will just come on and do the show, and that'll be it. You know, I will talk to people, and I decided that I will just, I did invite one other guest. Actually, you know what? Hold on a minute. It looks like, hold on. Well, hello. Who is this that I'm speaking to? I'm so excited on Live Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Eric from Matter Rebound.
Eric. And
yeah.
Who are you with?
The Matter Rebound.
From the Matter Rebound.
Yes.
Eric, it's so
just,
nice to...
Go
ahead.
Sorry, continue. No, I just got a surprise text and was... I'm calling in.
Well, I am so happy about that because, oh, you have saved my life tonight. And you didn't hear the beginning of the show, and I won't go through it all because you understand you got the message from Aaron probably or Matt, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes, Aaron.
Well, you know, Aaron, I have been a huge fan of forever, Eric, and we've been friends for a long time as well. I mean, at least 4 years now. And I just adore her and her music. And Matt as well, I grew up in Asbury Park. And so I'm a singer-songwriter as well, to just give you a little background on me. And I did... the reason John Harrington actually is a friend of mine, and he was the lead guitarist on my CD Ryan Rocks that was put out 4 years ago. But then I was being invited to do interviews, and I did an interview in New York City with the Joey Reynolds Show, and then I kind of started from that first night. I knew I wanted to do broadcasting. So Eric, thank you so much for taking the time. I know that Matt was unavailable, and then I thought, well, maybe Aaron will call in, and then I have you. And what do you do in Matt O'Ree's band? Because I saw the photograph, and I don't know which one you are.
I am the organ player.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. You play the B3 organ, or is it what type of organ is it?
Yeah, it's a Hammond B3.
Hammond B3, that's terrific, because the person that I was involved with as well, I went and I had my friend Jeff Levine, who is, you know, just a phenomenal B3 organ player, and he has a studio in Long Branch, and he is the one
Correct.
That introduced me to John Harrington 4 years ago. So listen, Eric, this show is about childhood memories and how they influenced you to becoming who you are today. So why don't you go ahead and just tell us, you know, a little bit about how, you know, you became who you are and how you got connected with Matt and in the band, and we'll just take it from there. So go for it, guy. I'm so glad you called in. I'm so excited.
It's no problem. I'm glad that that you took my call.
Oh,
this
yes,
is all
of course.
Kind of caught. it kind of caught me off guard. So, okay, so this is childhood memories leading to how we got to where we are now.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, I was raised in an eccentric situation, and, you know, sort of music was my escape from that. And, you know, having seen a concert with a Hammond, you know, organ involved, and it kind of inspired me to play. It was something I knew I wanted to do. And I was fortunate enough to come across the right equipment, and it just sort of led me down one path to another, you know, from band to band, more because I had the instrument rather than my playing. And I basically learned on stage more than anywhere how to play. And, you know, from 2003 until 2007, I had a band in Asbury Park called Days Awake. And
okay.
That band went very well, but unfortunately, it had come apart, and Matt and I had known each other for years, and mutual fans of ours were pushing for us to play together.
Okay.
And Matt was concerned that he couldn't afford me, and I kind of have a philosophy of it's not about the money, you know, when you're doing that sort of thing. That's why I had a day job.
Exactly. So, and don't we, most of us, yes, we did, yes.
Yeah,
we do.
So, you know, I went and, you know, we did a rehearsal or two, and, you know, on top of the music, you know, the personalities worked really well, you know, because I had known them peripherally, and we had spoken, and we talked about equipment and stuff and music, but we didn't know each other. But, you know,
right.
You kind of, there's this unfortunate, you know, what do you call it? You know, like a prejudice almost, you know, somebody is as good as he is, as a musician.
Yes, he's phenomenal. Always has been.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, interrupted you there.
No, that's fine. But, you know, you assume that, maybe it's going to come with some kind of, bad attitude or ego. And,
well, you know,
I didn't see any of that.
Right. Well, you know, my brother Billy is Billy Ryan, and he was like 5 years older than Bruce, and he was supposed to go on tour with Bruce. I mean, he wasn't supposed to. He was asked to go with Bruce, and they've been friends. They're still friends till today. But he was 5 years older, and he was going to have a family. But to make a long story short, he went on tour with James Cotton Blues Band as lead guitarist, and he's a phenomenal jazz blues guitarist. And then he went on tour with Clarence Clemons and the Red Bank Rockers for a year and a half. So, you know, he did his thing, and he's still playing in every – he's second on the Monument in Sounds of Asbury Park. He was the featured artist of both Sounds of Asbury Park. So music, Asbury Park and music is ingrained in my family, like really very, very heavily. I love what I'm doing now, like the broadcasting. And like I said, I am so thrilled. Do you know, I mean, I'm telling you, this is God's honest truth. Like I was on my knees. I got down on my knees. As I do, I pray before my shows. And I said, you know, God, whatever it is, I said, you know, John unfortunately couldn't come on tonight. And I know so many people worldwide, because I promote worldwide, wanted to hear him. And I was thinking, what am I going to do for half an hour now? And so when you called in, I was so thrilled, but I did. I just said, whatever, you know, whatever your will is, then that'll be it. So this is just, to me, a blessing. This is like believing in the power of prayer, and I'm telling you the truth. I'm not like a, you know, I don't like to get on my soapbox or anything like that, but I believe everything happens for a reason. And I'm telling you, I don't know if, I mean, sure, I'm sure there were other people that were thrilled for Matt. But I've heard you guys play before, and I started going around, like when I got interested, I knew that night in New York City that I was going to do broadcasting, and 15, not even 15, maybe, oh, I don't know how many months it was, but shortly after that, I was asked to write a radio show by a few different, four actually different people. I don't even want to go into all that. It's too long of a story. I want to get back to you, Eric, and your band,
okay.
And Matt, and his music, and your music, because that's what the show is about. But I started going out to Asbury and going into the clubs and listening to all of the bands. And I must say that, of course, in the female group, it was definitely Erin Shule stood out to me from the very beginning. And I also recently saw her do the Decades of Divas. And that absolutely stood out to me as an outstanding musician and artist. So, like I said again, I'm just thrilled that you're online. So, and the B3 organ. Now, I always loved piano, but I ended up, my brother Billy taught me my first few chords on the guitar, so, and that's how I wrote all my 100 songs on. But so you didn't take any piano lessons? Like you were just a natural and just picked it up and learned by yourself?
There were some lessons when I was very young, but it didn't work out very well.
Mm-hmm. So you're a self-taught?
For the most part, yeah.
That's fabulous. I really admire that because, I mean, I just think it's, you know, I tried to play the piano and I didn't take any lessons, and I always loved the piano and the guitar and the violin, but piano was my favorite, and I didn't get to do that. It was like, okay, Nancy, because I'm one of seven children, I was the oldest girl, you can either take skating lessons or piano lessons, and at the time I had so much energy. I was like 12 years old, and so I decided that I wanted to do skating instead. I needed to get, you know, the energy out. But I just adore the piano and keyboards, and especially the organ for some reason. Maybe because I grew up in parochial school and listened to an organ all those years.
Yeah.
And you can do so many things with it sound-wise. I actually had an old, old, old organ that in California, and it was really old. It was one of the, they were almost like circular, and it had all those buttons and tabs. It was like an antique, I think. And I kept it for a while, and then I traded it for, and I had this painting, and I traded it for something else for my daughter when she got married, a whole full-on bedroom set. But I used to fool around with it, and I can play a few songs, but I don't think like I could have ever, I taught myself, I mean, I play rhythm guitar and a little finger picking, but I don't even do bar chords. So, and I've been playing since I was 18, and I'm well into my 60s right now. I won't tell you I'll be 69. You won't believe it. You'll see me the 30th. I'll introduce myself, of course. But no, I just have this really young at heart and this Irish, I don't know, the great genes. So you got with Matt and you formed this band. Now, how long have you been playing with the Matt O'Ree band? How long has this band been in existence?
Matt and I have been playing since October 2007.
October. So this is almost like an anniversary, October. This is great. I'm jotting these things down because I'm going to have to do, you know, I'm going to put this out there, and it's going to go all of this. This interview is going to go worldwide, and I had told Aaron and Matt that in my texting. I only thought of them, you can't believe it, 5 o'clock this evening, I got an invitation on Facebook from Aaron, and it said, well, you know, come to the show, and I had heard about the show anyway. And I thought, well, why don't I just have Aaron on or Matt? I had invited Matt to come on November 12th. That's the only date I had. I'm booked like solid for 2 months, usually 2 months in advance. But anyway,
right.
Okay, so since 2007, so that's quite a while now. And that's why you guys are so tight and sound so great. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that, I'm not an expert on music. And, you know, I only know what turns me on and what really excites me. And when I see a band that is, I won't even get through, I don't go through and say, but, you know, all of my favorites, I've been doing this for 3 years now, so I've had on so many really awesome, awesome people. I mean, I was asked to interview Michelle Moore, who sings Rocky Ground with Bruce, and of course, I'm still holding out for Bruce to come on my show, because I asked him, and he seemed really interested, and then I was like, oh, you're way too big to come on my show, you know, instead of saying, oh, yeah, here's a date. How about the, you know, I just, didn't snag him, but I'll get him. I'm very persistent. So back to the music scene. I was away in California, and I came back, and now I'm back 12 years and doing this for 3 years, and it's so exciting because I get to talk to all you guys, and I get to hear all you guys, and it's just phenomenal. You know what it is? I'm living vicariously through you because I was a troubadour, and I only sang like in the streets and on the parks, and I did gigs every now and then, but I didn't have a band. And so it's almost like, and I do sing, like people ask me to sing with them when I'm out and about, and they'll go, come on up, you know. Bob Polding said, Ryan Rocks, get up here on the stage. We must have did 7 minutes of the same song. But, you know, I didn't do that. So, but every time I do get up there, I get one little taste of the excitement that you, Eric, and all of your band get when you step on that stage and you start to play. You know,
right.
It's like you're rocketed into like whatever, you know, another dimension. And it is so thrilling and exciting and fulfilling. I mean, I'm sure some days you get tired and when you're really gigging, but it's still, well, for me anyway. I was just singing last night and I had a blast. I sang a lot of songs with my friend Sherry Gilmore at Sawa in Long Branch at Pier Village. But Eric. So you have to tell me, Nancy, that's enough talking for you now. I'm looking for those old-fashioned egg timers that you flip over. And I used to do an hour show. I would drive to Trenton and do an hour show. I was with the very number one radio show in the state, and they were nominated best radio show. So you're supposed to say, Nancy, stop it now. I tell Vinny, he's been on my show, Lopez, twice. I said, Vinny, just tell me to keep quiet already. He goes, no, your stories are great. But anyway, I was with them for 2.5 years, and they asked me to come on, and I was their first live talk radio show host. Now they have 23. But now I just do it from my own studio in my own home, which is, how fantastic is that?
Yeah. It's not very, you don't have to do any traveling. That's a good thing.
Yeah, it was difficult,
like,
especially in New Jersey. In California, it would be cool, but New Jersey, no, with the snow and all of that. And then people like Willie Nile, I wanted him on, and he lives in New York. And then the minute he found out I was doing my Ryan Radio, it's mine, and in my own house, he sent me an email. Hey, can you interview me on Wednesday, the blah, 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 because I'm leaving for Spain on, you know, on Saturday. And I said, sure. I mean, you know, I'm not going to turn Willie Nile down. But so I just love it that you called in, Eric. I really do. Thank you so much. And thank you, Aaron, publicly. You know, I mean, you know, this is going live. So thank you, Aaron. You're a doll. You're the sweetest and so talented. And thank you, Matt. Sorry that you are, you know, very busy working. And we all love you, of course. And I'm so excited. You know, I've sent him a trillion messages because so very happy when something like this happens for one of us, for one of our brothers and sisters in the music business. And it's overwhelming, actually. I don't know how he's dealing with it, because for me it's even overwhelming. And as his friend and, you know, partner in his band for all these years, you must be really sharing in all of this joy for him.
It's pretty amazing. You know, when he left for the first show, you know, it was like, you know, we all went to sleep here and everything was pretty normal. And then the next morning we woke up and it was like, oh my God, look what's happened. You know, it was all over the internet and it blew up very rapidly.
Oh my Lord, it did.
And then, you know, it was, you know, neat to keep getting, you know, communicating with Matt while he was away and hearing about what the experience was like. And I actually went over with a few people to see the last show of the tour in Tel Aviv this past weekend.
Wonderful. Congratulations. Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
What an experience that must have been.
It was, you know, I mean, you can see all the pictures and videos in the world, but you know, when I'm standing out there and I'm watching, you know, there's, I don't even know how many people, 60,000 people there, and there's Matt up on the big screen and on the stage and whatnot. And it was just a whole different thing. It's like, wow, he's really up there, you know.
He is really up there. What I was just amazed with, and of course I've seen everything on Facebook, all of the photographs, and I've been, of course, sending him all these messages. Then I send him messages saying, will you come on my show on the 12th? And he's still touring. You know, he must think, oh boy, Nancy, that's Nancy. She's very persistent. He knows me because I've asked him a few times in his career, I think, you know, when I would see him, hey, you got to come on my show, Matt, you know, and you go, oh yeah, yeah. But anyway, you know, when it said guitarist, it was so funny because when it said Matt O'Rourke is joining Bon Jovi as guitarist, I'm like, oh, that's really nice, you know. And so then when I heard him playing with Bon Jovi, I go, hey, wait a minute, this guy is not just like, you know. In fact, it might have said rhythm guitarist. I think it said rhythm guitarist. And
right,
I said,
correct,
oh, no.
Yeah.
No, it did, yeah. And I said, oh, no, because Matt is up there, and he's right with Bon Jovi, and he's playing lead guitarist. He's playing lead guitar. And I'm freaking out. And then within like a week or two, oh, he's not just playing lead guitar. Wait, he's singing too. It was like amazing. It was like something that was so in his destiny and so meant to be. It just like click. It just took off, like you said, exactly like the promotion. It just showed up on the internet, onto the stage, an unbelievable addition to Bon Jovi. So Bon Jovi, of course, he's phenomenal anyway, and he knew the talent and the right person, you know, the next right person for his band.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong, I you know, adore Bobby Bandiera, and I've been following him for many years. And I think that he had a great opportunity. I mean, he was with Bon Jovi for, you know, several years, and I'm sure he really loved that. You know, that's just a real, it's just like I would say to Michelle, my friend, and I just did promote Michelle again for the 9/11 show, Michelle Moore and the Alliance Singers, and we were singing later on backstage and talking, and I just adore her, and she's so young. I can't even believe how young she is, but, and she's so kind of shy. She's not shy with me anymore because we know each other, but we stayed friends since her interview in 2013, And I would say, what is it like to be standing up on that stage and looking out at all of those people? And she just said, oh, Nancy, it is just, it's really unbelievable. It's really awesome. But she's been with him for now almost, I guess, 14 years at least. So,
right.
You know, when they go on tour. So that's a long time, and I'm sure you get used to it. But I can't even imagine them. I think I'd faint if I ever got up. I shouldn't say that. Hey, I might get the opportunity one day. You never know. You know,
right.
It's not over till it's over, right?
That is correct.
I know, and I've been having a blast singing, and everybody goes, my gosh, I sing like crazy, and I sing all a different genre of music. I'm kind of versatile in that area, but I always get people, and they're going, wow, you sound just like that person. You sound, what a voice. Oh, you are terrific. And I sang it. Well, I have to stop myself. I really do. I'm going to make a promise to you, Eric. I am going to find one of those old-fashioned egg timers. I'm going to go online and get one because I need it. I tried all kinds of things. I put a big message on my thing. I put those clacker teeth, you know, those teeth you screw them up and then they chatter like those teeth. Where are those guys? Hold on. I have to put them on my desk. I need really, I think, an egg timer because that would show me the minutes. Or actually, I have a clock in front of me that has the minute that goes. I should just watch that when I start talking. And when it goes around, like once, stop talking. So I only do a half an hour. I used to do an hour show. So tell me more about Tel Aviv. You know, I mean, and how long did you stay there? Did you do any, did you get to see the country at all other than the show? And you went backstage, I'm sure.
Yeah, we were backstage.
Tell us about that.
It's backstage. I don't know how to really explain it. There's nothing, you know, I don't find anything all that magical about it. It was neat to go. I did go up on stage with Lexi Bryan, David's wife, towards the end of the show. I got to go up there and you know, look out at the crowd, you know.
Oh, cool.
The crowd was singing Living on a Prayer, you know, by themselves.
Oh,
and then the band
kicked.
And it was pretty neat experience. But then, you know, the whole thing was amazing, you know.
Right.
Everybody there was very much into the band. I mean, and I think it was I think it was the biggest concert in you know, Israel's history.
In the tour?
If I'm not. I'm sorry?
Oh, in their history. In Tel Aviv.
Yes. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was
It's
all,
like people... yeah, go ahead.
Amazing. No,
when
it's,
I hear
it's fine. It was.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, that's okay.
I'm okay. I don't even remember what I was going to say.
That's all right.
Your turn.
You know, when
yeah.
I was seeing some of the places that they were going, I was like, you know, this is like incredible for me because, of course, I grew up in the 60s. So I have been around, and I grew up like going to the Upstage in Asbury Park and Mrs. J's and all the, a lot of the bars, of course, that aren't even there anymore and the clubs. And, of course, I was always following my brother around, and he was, you know, touring with the Jaywalkers, one of the first, you know, bands. I met Clarence Clemons in my brother's kitchen. I went to Gary Talon's house. I met all these, you know, people. And then I went up to Union City, and I had a boyfriend that was had one of the largest music stores in the country, and his friends were the Doobie Brothers and, you know, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, and like all of these, the Allman Brothers, Greg Allman. And I went, actually, and I was sang at my, well, here I go again talking about me. It's only because I'm in the music business, I guess, that it's so exciting for me. And I mean, I've done my fair share. And so I was backstage at, my boyfriend would say, okay, Nancy, and he would never tell me where we were going. And so one night, you know, we go into New York, and he goes, okay, knock on the door. So I knock on the door, and who answers the door but Peter Frampton? So we took Peter Frampton to a concert he played at. And, you know, I just am writing a book right now, and I've been asked to actually do a documentary. And I started the book, but I think a documentary would be a lot easier because it would be shorter. And because I have so many experiences, you know, I was like, about 10 inches away from David Bowie. I was out backstage. Actually, Dickie Betts played background for me. I sang when I was in my 20s, and I sang at my father's mustache, and I sang Love the One You're With, and people are asking me for my autograph, and I'm like, hey, I'm just, you know, I'm a redheaded, you know, girl from Asbury Park, New Jersey. And, you know, I'm still that redheaded, hard-headed, you know, Irish Catholic girl. I went to school with Vinnie Lopez, by the way, and Danny DeVito, but I'm still that same person. And it's like,
right.
I'm going to be this way. And I'm so happy because for my age, I see a lot of people that just aren't like where I'm at. I'm just like a little kid still. I get so excited. When I saw the number come up, I was like, oh, my God, this is so fantastic. This just made my entire day. It really did, because what was I going to do? I mean, I can talk about myself. You already know that. But it's people have already heard it. I've been doing this for 3 years, so they've mostly heard it probably. So, I'm just so thrilled. Gosh, I've been only to Ireland, so, and I have never been to any other countries. And I'm like a Sagittarius, and I, not that that makes me a traveler, but I do have that, I guess they call it, is it wanderlust or something like that? Yeah, wanderlust. Like I would love
I think
to just,
so, yeah.
You know, throw my stuff in the, and just take off, but I could never commit to anything. That's why I was never in a band. Like, and besides, I was married, and then I had children and stuff like that, so I just couldn't do the two. Like, that's another thing I'm so proud of Erin for, that she has a child, and she's, you know, she's really working so hard to push her career, and she's so talented, you know, and I just, that's what makes me really happy, is when I see people that I know have really got a gift. You know, they got the gift, and they're out there, and they're giving it their all, you know?
Right.
So it's just great that they called you, and how'd you call in? I think that's so phenomenal. That is so great, because now, Eric, because of you and because you took the time to do this and to call in, not knowing, because, to me, you know, a lot of people that don't do radio, they're like, oh, my God, I ask some people, and they go, oh, I can't do that. And it's true for me, too. Like, I could get up and play a song and sing for you. I would get a little nervous,
right.
Especially the smaller the crowd, the more nervous I get. And if it's family, forget it. But they're just telling me in my ear how much time I have. And you can't hear it, but I can. I don't know how they do that. It's technology, you know. But to talk, a lot of people, like, you know, can't do that. And I couldn't. So years ago, I went to Toastmasters. So that I could learn how to talk. I think they've taught me too well, because I don't know how to. My family, and my song is, you talk too much, you know, you worry me to death. The only time I'm talking, I think, is when I'm asleep. Not talking is when I'm asleep. Maybe I talk in my sleep. I don't know. I'm single, so I don't know. What?
It might happen then, too, yeah.
So, yeah. So, listen. I'm going to, you know, like we can go over a little bit. They let me do that, which is really nice, you know, the people that put all this together and for me, and it's so great. So what else do you want to talk about? Do you want to promote a little bit about the Stone Pony event on the 30th?
Sure. I mean, you know, you call the shots, but, you know, definitely, you know, I would like people to come to that show. That'll be, I guarantee you it will be a very high energy show, as it's our first show. Wow, that'll be almost, what is that, 2 months, I think?
Mm-hmm.
No,
mm-hmm.
That can't be. No, it'll be almost 2 months since we've played a show together.
Right.
So we're, it's going to be a good one.
And what a celebration as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's I think that I don't know what else to say about it really, except for
it's,
you know, anybody that's seen us play.
Be there. Be there.
Yeah.
Be there or be square. That's a real old saying.
This will
I'm sure it will be packed.
Well, that's what we're hoping for.
Yes, I believe it will be. I believe it will be. And everybody that is supposed to be there will be there for sure. And supporting Matt and supporting your band, you know, his band, your band, the whole, you know, I know Matt seems like a totally down to earth, really great guy, and you're a unit, you know, it's not like, you know, he's the big leader and you guys are like in the background. It's like you're all equal. And I love when I see that. That, like, is really shows me a together band. I've seen many bands, believe me, in the past 4 years, and I can always tell. I can always tell, like, what type of a relationship that they have. And that's why I love Willie Nile Band, because each
right.
individual participant, member of that band in and of themselves is a phenomenal artist. And so Willie gives them all so much respect, and I just adore Willie Nile and Johnny Pye. I've been trying to get Johnny on for a while now, and he's like sends me all these messages. We've been talking for a while, and he's like, "Well, darling, let's see. Just wait a minute now. I'm going to give you a date." And okay. As soon as you stop jumping so high, maybe if you settle down a little bit. But he'll be on. I have like about 100 people that are waiting to come on my show. I mean, it's not like
right.
they're like every day get up and think, "Oh my God, when's my date?" It's not like that. But like I have all these cards that I've collected and people that have said yes and just people that I know and that I really am, you know, looking forward to having come on. If I could just keep quiet, maybe I should get some scotch tape and put a little tape over my mouth or something. I don't know what to do. I don't really want to have a sidekick because that would even be less time. You know what I mean? That would be less time for the guest to talk. Eric, I love the B3 organ. I'm so looking forward to talking with you. I feel again like, oh, Nancy, you blew it. I always feel like this at the end of my show. Nancy, you did it again. I think there were two shows in my entire existence that I shut up. I had Corinne Book, and I'll tell you why, because this person really took charge, and they would not. In fact, that's what they told me at Joey Reynolds' show. Maybe it's all their fault. They said, talk as much as you can. Interrupt Joey. I said, I'm going to interrupt the host of the show. Yes, interrupt him, because if you don't, you won't get to talk. He'll talk the whole
right.
time. And so that's what I did. Oh, and he loved it, too. He loved it. But it was like... that's what you have to do. So I think now you're helping me, Eric, to rewrite my show. In the beginning of my show, I'm writing it down right now, and this is because of you. You have inspired me to do this after all these years of complaining. And Lori Gilmore at the Strand. By the way, Lori, hello. I always do these shout-outs to everybody. Hey, Lori, where's my egg timer that you promised me? Anyway, I'm putting down at the very beginning of my show can I call it a disclaimer? That if you don't get to talk enough, it's your own fault. What should I do, Eric?
Yeah. This sounds.
What should I do, Eric? You tell me. I'll do what you tell
like
me to
crazy,
do.
Some crazy psychology right there.
Seriously, what can I do? At the beginning of my show, I have to make a statement. I have to. I have to say, look, I have a talking disorder. That's what I'll say. I have like this, a T what is it? I'll figure it out. You know how you have OCD or, you know, all those different things. I think I have that too, but I'll figure it out. It will be funny. And I'll just say, you must talk and just interrupt me and say, this is about me. That Nancy, it's your show, I know it.
You can just start
really...
it off. You can just start it off, say, you know what? Don't say a word. Just listen, and that's it. This is our show.
What, I'm going to say that to you, or you're going to say that to me?
No.
Do you think I talk too much? Bob Paulding said to me when I saw him at 9/11, I said, hey, Bob, and we're like friends, really good friends. And he goes,
I actually was the organ player in this band that night.
Oh, never be sorry. Oh, you were? Oh, that's so cool. Yeah. That's great. He's a doll,
too. 9/11 show.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, I promoted that show and interviewed Corinda Carfora, whatever, yeah. And you're going to go all over the world now, just not Tel Aviv, Eric. So, Eric, while I have you, and before we go offline, which I need to do pretty soon because I'm over already, spell your last name for me, please. Oh, and your first name, is it E-R-K or E-R-I-C?
E-R-I-C.
E-R-I-C, okay.
S-A, F as in Frank, K-A.
S-A, F as in Frank, K as in Karen, A as in Alice.
Yes.
And do you pronounce it Safka?
Yes.
Oh, goody for me. Eric Safka, should I put B3 organ player or just organ player? Or how do you like organist? Or how do you like to be, what's your term? Outstanding, awesome, fantastic organ player?
None of those things are true.
Yes, I'm sure.
Organ player is fine. B3, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I'll put B3 because I love that. B3 organ player. With the Matt Ori band.
I used to play with your brother, too, back in the day.
You did? Oh, that's cool. So you know Billy.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Cool. Oh, come on, Eric. You know me. I know you. We've talked many times. I have that really long red hair. Come on, Eric. We know each other.
Yes.
This is so weird. You have like a kind of grayish hair and you wear it kind of long below your ear, right? Or one length kind of? Am I right or wrong? I'm trying to think back to I'm trying to think back to 9/11 when I, you know, the organ player. Maybe I'm going to have to just see you the 30th and then we'll know. But I'm sure that we've seen each other before.
I'm sure too.
I'm sure of it.
I mean, I've been playing in Asbury Park for, you know, 20 years.
Yeah, well, if you played with my brother, too, you definitely, that's great. Well, Eric, I'm going to thank you so much from the bottom, really, of my heart. You made my day for calling into the show tonight. I'm so ecstatic, and, you know, it's really wonderful. Thank you again, Aaron, and thank you, you know, Shul, you know, Shul, I'll be right. Thank you, Aaron. And thank you, Matt, for sending Eric to be my angel for the night to do this show. And, everybody go to the Stone Pony on the 30th. The doors are open at 7 o'clock. I'm not sure. What time are you going on, Eric? Do you know?
I'm not sure
I know
yet.
It said 7 p.m.
Right. And Taylor Tote and Colossal Street Jam will be opening the show.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. Taylor Tote and Colossal. Okay, I did have I had the main man in Colossal Jam. I interviewed him on my show as well. When he opened for Mr. Kreider, he was the lead guitarist with the Doors. So I promoted that show as well. So I don't know what shows I don't promote, actually. I promote so many shows, and it just really excites me. It's all for free and for fun. And,
right.
You know, I just so enjoy it. And I think it's going to it brings me wonderful karma because I'm a happy camper. You know, I'm doing my thing, and I'm really enjoying it. So
good.
With that, I'm going to I was going to write my list of nonprofits, but if you would like to give me an adios or whatever, you can stay on the line if you like, but I have 6 nonprofits that I promote after every single show, and I just took on the latest one, which was the Ocean Monmouth County Food Bank. But I'm just going to give a list of those, and then I'm going to say goodbye to everybody. And again, I want to, I can't thank you enough. That's it. It was great talking to you tonight, as much as you got to talk. I'll listen to the show and I'll go, oh, my gosh, Nancy. I'm looking at a blank wall right now. I'm going to just put up a big sign. I don't know what to do, really. It's, you know, get a rubber band and pull it. I don't know what to do. You know what? I'm going to stop apologizing because this is, you're right, you know, it is a talk show and a lot of hosts talk a lot. So I'm just one of those, I'm an entertainer. What can I say, right? No apologies,
well,
right?
It's your show. You do what you do it how you do it.
And you do what you do, how you do it, and it's spectacular. So I look forward to seeing you, Eric. Thanks again thank you so much for calling
okay,
in.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed talking to you, and I am so looking forward to the Stone Pony, guys, the Stone Pony on the 30th. You be there. Be there for Taylor Tote and Colossal Jam and for the fantastic and wonderful Matt O'Ree Band. Okie dokie. Bye-bye, Eric.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, folks. Well, that was really such a really terrific thing. I've got to go. I really do. Helping Hands of New Jersey, Hitting the Streets for Tenderness, all these people hitting the streets rather for the homeless, all these people are on Facebook, and you can go check them out. Let's see. I am losing it now. I was too excited over this. City of Angels is a recovery radio show. That's another one. And Hometown Heroes. And as I said again, the Monmouth Ocean County Food Bank is another. And they're all on Facebook. And if you have any free time at all, please go on and give up your time. Anything you have, just give it. And you'll feel so good. It'll be so wonderful. Just, you know, it's just, we always get when we volunteer and do things for others. I'll tell you for me, myself, I get so much out of doing things for others. And this is just fantastic. So I'm going to get off the phone, stop talking. I don't talk when I'm doing my promo. And I'm going to send this interview worldwide later tonight and all day tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning into Ryan Rocks at Asbury Park Style. I appreciate it. Bye-bye now. See you next time. Or not see you, but talk to you next time. Bye-bye.